You know, we've been hearing a lot in the news lately about ransomware attacks that have crippled Atlanta. Now Baltimore has been hit, and they're both scrambling to get their systems back up and running. First of all, can you tell us what is a ransomware attack, and how do these things happen?
A ransomware attack is a malicious attachment to an email, which basically locks down the system of the recipient who unfortunately clicks on the attachment. And the system is locked unless you pay a ransom to the perpetrator. It is a very, very pernicious cyber problem, and well-designed ransomware is almost impossible to defeat. Approximately one quarter of municipal governments in the country have been subjected to ransomware attacks.
Are government institutions more vulnerable than maybe a corporation or a company, and why?
They are as vulnerable because really the cyber challenge is both a technology challenge and a human behavior challenge. And on the human behavior axis, we need to teach people that they shouldn't click on attachments until they call the sender to make sure that the person intended to send it to them and it's a legitimate attachment. But the technology problem that we haven't solved is once ransomware attaches, how can we unattach it?
What should cities like Pittsburgh be doing right now to protect themselves from a ransomware attack like Atlanta's experiencing?
Well, they have to create awareness in their workforce, and they have to impose strict cyber hygiene rules. They have to make sure that they have their systems backed up, because if you are not going to pay the ransom, which is obviously the thing you shouldn't do, you have to have the data backed up because you're going to have to tank the system which has been attacked. And I think one of the good things about Pittsburgh is you have to align yourself with the academic community and the private sector, and we have great resources here in Western Pennsylvania to help municipal governments.
I was just going to bring that up because the head of technology in Pittsburgh's Department of Innovation and Performance says the city has a partnership with CMU, and we also have the University of Pittsburgh here as a resource. Does that really benefit Pittsburgh over some other cities?
It certainly does. I mean, some of the other cities are just simply not in the discussion about cyber threats and cyber awareness and the digital challenges. Pittsburgh is. We're the center of that in the country, as far as I'm concerned. And I think forward-looking municipal governments of all sizes can take simple steps to protect themselves from this threat.
Do you think Pittsburgh's any more or less vulnerable than any other city?
I do not. I think the larger the workforce you have and the less aware you are of this problem, the more vulnerable you are. So I think the larger cities, Atlanta is a great example. I mean, what they're doing right now is they've had to completely shut down their permitting for municipal permits and review them all by hand, which is the old-fashioned way and the way we did it. But that's going to cost money to the taxpayers of Atlanta, and it would have been far better to invest in awareness about this threat than spend that money. But as I said, many people look at the digital challenge as if it's you have to be a computer geek and a technology expert, and that's really not the case. Technology is a given. Technological change is a given. Human behavior is a place where we can make a meaningful difference. And teaching people about these threats, making sure we have backup systems, making sure we segregate our data so that we have an attack that doesn't pollute the entire system, these are things we can do right now.
David Hickton, thanks for your time.
Thank you.